Chazar zeichen is begeret geslagen van Yehuda mezegel tain is afgaf gimel. Mishnah said meisah shochul chayni amagel v'chulo. Brisa tells a story told in the Mishnah about chayni amagel with some additions. They came to ask him to daven for rain. He drew a circle and promised they would not leave a circle until Hashem brought rain and started to drizzle. And Tamida told him it seems that Hashem is only making rain just enough so you can be released of your shua, but not in a way that it will help you survive. So chayni says to Hashem that he asked for heavier rain. It started then pouring a torrential downpours to the point that no drop was smaller than a lug. His Talmidim said, the rain will destroy the world. Chani says, Hashem, I asked for Gishmei Bracha. The rain then came down nicely. It continued raining to the point that the people asked Dam to stop the rain. He said, I have a Kabbalah, that we don't ask for the stopping of too much good. However, bring me a par for a Shlomim. They brought him the par, he placed his hands on it and said, Hashem, the Eden can't handle too much bad or too much good. May it be your will that the rain stop and there should be relief in the world. The wind came, blew away the clouds, the sun began shining. Shimon Shatach sent him, if you were not the great Chani, I'd put you in Chayim for speaking this way to Hashem. However, what should I do? You act like a misbehaving child to Hashem, and yet he answers you. Zaklim Rabbi Yochanan said, Chayim Magal was always bothered by the passage that says, B'shuv Hashem Hashiva Tzion Hayinu Chayim, which suggests that someone can sleep for 70 years, the length of Gaul's bubble. He didn't understand how can someone sleep for 70 years. He was once traveling and stopped to eat. He saw a man planting boxer trees. The man explained, these trees would take 70 years to grow. Chayim fell asleep where he was. Hashem made rocks go around him to hide him from view. When he awoke, he saw a man picking boxer from the trees. He asked, it must be that I slept for 70 years, he said. He also saw that his donkey had given birth to generations of offspring. He went back to his house and said, is Chayim's son still alive? They told him, no, but he has a grandson who's still alive. He then went to his medicine and heard the Chum saying, the learning today is as clear as it used to be in the days of Chayim. He said, I am Chayim. They didn't believe him. They didn't give him the respect that he deserved. Chayim davened to Hashem that he should die, and he did. Rava said, this is what people mean when they say, Oy chavrusa, oy misusa. Either give me friends or give me death. Abba Chilkiya was Chayim's grandson. When the people needed rain, they'd go to him to daven for them, and he would daven and it would rain. It once happened that the Rabbanan sent two messengers to ask him to daven for rain. They found him working in the field and greeted him. He did not greet them warmly in return. He kept working. In the evening, he took his shovel and some wood and carried it on one shoulder and carried his cloak on the other shoulder. He also walked barefoot the entire way, only put on his shoes when he walked through the water. When he passed a thorny bush, he lifted his clothing, thereby exposing his legs to the thorns. When he reached his town, his wife was there to greet him, all dressed up. When he reached his house, he first allowed his wife to go in, then he himself went in, then he allowed the messengers to come in. He sat down to eat and did not invite the messengers to eat with him. He cut the bread and gave one piece to the older children, two pieces to each of the younger children. He then privately told his wife, these Rabbanan came to ask us for rain. Let's go up to the roof and daven before they ask us, and then if Hashem sends rain, we can make believe we had nothing to do with it. They went to daven on opposite corners of the roof. Clouds began to appear over his wife's corner first and then his corner. He then went back down. And he asked the Rabbanon, why did you come? They said, well, the Rabbanon asked us to come and to ask you to daven for rain. He said, oh, Baruch Hashem, you don't need me. Hashem has already sent rain. They told him, listen, we know that you daven for the rain and that's why it rained, but we have a bunch of questions about the things that a whole day today that are bothering us. We'd like you to answer. They started asking him the following questions. And then he answered. He explained that the reason he didn't greet them was because he was a hired worker. He couldn't waste time when he was supposed to be working. The reason that he carried his cloak on a separate shoulder and not use it as a cushion is because it was a borrowed cloak and it was not borrowed to be used as a cushion for his packages, only to be worn. He only wore shoes in the water because the rest of the way he could see where he was stepping, and he could do so without the protection of shoes, and he was very poor and he wanted to use the shoes as little as possible. He exposed his leg to the thorns rather than have them rip his clothing because he said, again, he was very poor. He said his skin would heal. The clothing doesn't heal. His wife came to greet him all dressed up, so he shouldn't have the desire to look at any other woman. He explained that he let his wife go in before himself because he didn't know the Rabbanon well and didn't want to leave her outside with them alone. He explained that he didn't invite them to eat because they knew that he had limited food and would have declined anyway to come eat with him, so he said he didn't want to extend an invitation that he knew would be declined and then have them indebted to him for the invitation. He explained that he gave the older children only one piece because they were home all day and had eaten. They already ate during the day. The younger children were in yeshiva and had not eaten, so he gave them two pieces. He explained that his wife's tefillah was answered first because she would give bread to poor people. He would only give money. Since she would give something that had a more immediate benefit, she was answered first. Also, he would daven that Rishon should die, whereas she would daven that they do tshuva. Zokhtimar Chanan Anechba, the hidden one, was a grandson of Chayni. When the world was in need of rain, the Rabbanan would send little children to him. They would pull at his robe and beg him for rain. He would daven to Hashem. He said, please bring rain for the sake of these children who don't even understand the difference between someone who could give rain and someone who can't give rain. He was called the hidden, the Hanechba, because he was very careful to fully cover himself when he went to the bathroom. Zokhtimar of Zrika said to Rav, look at the difference between the great Rabbanan of Bavel and those of Eretz Yisrael in regard to the way they would daven for rain. Rav Huna of Chista, who were from Bavel, they would gather people to daven publicly for rain. Rav Yoina, the father of Rav Mani, would hide the fact that he was daven for rain even from his family. Rav Mani was once being harassed by the Nazi's people. He cried out at his father's grave that he was being harassed. When the people were riding by the grave, Their horses froze in place and didn't move until they accepted upon themselves to cease the harassment. Rav Mani once complained to Rav Yitzchak ben Elyashiv that the wealthy people of his in-law's house were harassing him. Rav Yitzchak said, let them become poor, and they became poor. Rav Mani later complained that they are now bothering for financial support. Rav Yitzchak said, let them become wealthy, and they became wealthy. Rav Mani once complained to Rav Yitzchak ben Elyashiv that he did not find his wife to be attractive. Rav Yitzchak said, she should become pretty, and she became pretty. Rav Mani later complained that she now became haughty because of her beauty. Rav Yitzchak said, let her become ugly again, and she became ugly. Two Talmidim once asked Rav Yitzchak ben Elyashiv to daven that they should become smart. He told them, I used to have the power to do things like this. However, I no longer have that power.